I think all of us, like Elijah, been in ministry and families and so forth, sometimes we get discouraged. And Elijah sure experienced that discouragement in the depths of fatigue and just after two great spiritual victories, you know, where he defeated the god Baal and he called down fire and all that. It was a wonderful testament to God. He defeated the prophets of Baal. And it was an answer to prayer. And if you also remember, he also, there wasn't any rain, and he held up his hand, and then it rained. And so his prayers were answered, and all kinds of good stuff. But when God confronted him with the need to return to his mission in life, to be God's prophet, Elijah battles we're not over there. Still, he had work for him to do, and we have work to do yet into the kingdom of God. We're in basic training until he comes for us or we go home to be with him. But my point is this, often discouragement sets in after great spiritual experiences, especially those that produce a high level of emotional excitement or that require a lot from us physically, and we just wore out physically. So the challenge and the encouragement that we have about discouragement is this. When you feel let down after spiritual high, do what is necessary to restore your inner resources. And remember that God still has a purpose for you and a plan for you in this life.